Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Canada's cook with competitiveness being eroded by a growing productivity gap between America and Canada. The amount of labor in Canada required to produce the same widget when compared to America has been steadily rising since 2022. This is mostly due to the prevalence of government worker bureaucrats and unions run amok. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this sort of looks like it takes three times as long to get half the work done. Up next, what the hell happened to gyms over the last 50 years? I remember back in the day we used to have Gold's Gym and now it's just chick gyms. They're one of the last third spaces and women are making men feel uncomfortable in them. I remember my high school weight room. The women would just stare at us through the glass. A few would occasionally use one or two of the broken stair climbers, but the rest of the gym was weights and dumbbells, which they had no use for. Number three, here's what Canadian healthcare is all about. You die while waiting to see a doctor. But before you die, make sure you cancel your appointment with your physician. In the province of Alberta, if you die while waiting to see a doctor, they actually give you a parking ticket after you die. That's a true story. Also, if somehow you survive the wait, they'll try and convince you to use MAID and end yourself. It's almost like they want you to die so you can save them some money. Moving on, would you look at that? Birth control pills are now listed as a Group 1 cancer-causing agent by the World Health Organization. Who knew that female empowerment causes cancer? It's the same as asbestos and tobacco, it seems. I didn't know this, but asbestos was used until recently around pipes and in walls. You'd think they would have stopped using it many decades ago. As for birth control, what's insane is doctors prescribing the pill and they tell you that it can prevent ovarian cancer, but they don't mention that it can also cause cancer. Number 5, isn't Britney Spears awesome? Because she listed her job as celebrity when she was recently put in jail. Maybe instead she should have written down, "It's Britney, bitch." If you're the cop booking Britney, would you really need to put down that she's a celebrity? If I was a cop, I'd probably write down, "Washed up has been." And you should know that when you get arrested, you don't get to fill out your own booking sheet. Looks like this is probably just fake news. Up next, this woman drops a truth bomb about why some ladies don't post their boyfriends on social media. Because they're dating multiple men and posting this would stop other guys from giving them money. Looks like not only can't you trust women's looks because it's all fake up, but you also can't trust their social media posts either. I've been done with dating for the longest time. But recently I tried dating in Florida and found women were more mean and bitter than ever. Number 7, apparently game developers using generative AI might be declining. Looks like the AI bubble is finally popping and the desperation is about to sink in. Looks like AI was just another thing that the tech bros said would actually be revolutionary, but it's not. At least not yet. I remember back in the day in the 20-teens when people were obsessed with analytics and said that that would change everything. The only thing that talk did was pad their stock price. I predict the same is now happening with artificial intelligence. Moving on, 38% of Americans want socialism, and that's being driven mostly by 79% of Democrat women. Of course, because women are communists and panties. But don't worry, guys, because we will replace them with robots one day. The fourth industrial revolution is almost here, and we don't need them to be sentient at all. All we need are robots that can service men in the bedroom. And women will go extinct because they'll focus on their cats and careers until most of them are gone. Number 9, what's the reason that the massive wealth inequality in India is there, where 1% of people hold 40% of the wealth? The situation is now worse than under British rule, but you just know that they'll still find a way to blame the British for it. But we all know it probably has to do with corruption in the caste system. But according to AI, the reason for this is growth in tech, finance, and services, and urban skilled workers, while agriculture declined. Up next, as Wayman says that it's not that you ladies are becoming heartless, but instead that you're becoming aware of what you deserve and how you want to be treated. Deserve just means entitled. Ironically, men have been doing this for a while and going their own way. We aren't becoming heartless staying single, we just know that we aren't being treated fairly. Most of us don't believe we deserve attention from women at all, but women believe they deserve attention from the best of men. Number 11, remember everyone that the world you grew up in no longer exists. This looks like one of those places in the Catskills in New York State that ended up closing down. Get used to seeing more abandoned places in the future as Western populations crash. Ironically, I bet the people that were 50 when this picture was taken probably felt the same way at the time. People get nostalgic for just about anything. Moving on, Maya says the young folks out there are competing with homebuyers saving for 50 years. and that have already received their inheritance because there are now more home buyers at the age of 70 than at the age of 35. Not to worry though, because once the boomers start to die off, the real estate market will end up going in a death spiral too. Boomers make up 25% of the homeowners. When they die off, prices will fall and keep on falling. No market can survive 25% more inventory with no buyers. Number 13, here's a little glimmer of hope in Germanistan, where the courts blocked a Muslim woman from becoming a judge because of her hijab. It was ruled that the courts must maintain neutrality instead of focusing on religious beliefs. But there's no neutrality in Sharia law, which will eventually be imposed if things continue along this trajectory. Muslims generally place their religion above the law. Hence, they're not a compatible culture to Western soy society. Up next, a study found that in 192 countries, the higher your cholesterol, the longer you live. I eat 4 eggs a day and my cholesterol hasn't budged. I finally found a family doctor last year that stopped freaking me out about my cholesterol levels and told me that I'm actually low risk based on studies from Harvard. Meanwhile, doctors before tried to get me on medication. I eat a mostly plant-based keto diet that's ultra-low-carb, and I feel better than I did in my 20s. Doctors lied, and people died. Number 15, Scott says that he just got back to America from Japan, and he says that he didn't see any homeless people, panhandlers, trash on the streets, and people pooping on the sidewalk everywhere. Sounds to me like leftists will hear this and think to themselves that Japan needs enrichment too. Singapore is the same way because they charge you a $50 fine if you throw a cigarette butt on the sidewalk. Spoiler though, America would have had all of those things if they didn't have third world immigrants. Moving on, would you date her? Apparently a woman's body size doesn't dictate how happy you'll be in a relationship with her. Most guys wouldn't date a fatso, and this looks like propaganda from the body positivity crowd. As Turd Flinging Monkey says, there's a Zempic, so there's no more excuses for looking like a plus size park hopper. But when you're fat, the cope is real, especially if you're too poor or lazy to lose that weight. Number 17, this guy says that a man never forgets when he was alone, betrayed, and disrespected. Why isn't disrespected highlighted as well? In fact, if there was only one word to highlight, that would be it. Because for men, respect is our version of being loved. Women want to feel loved, and we want to feel respected. And when we don't get respect, we leave, as long as we have self-respect to begin with. Being alone isn't bad if you're an introvert or have self-esteem issues. Up next, you can't make this level of crazy up. The Us Too movement is wondering why more black women haven't been sexually harassed in the workplace. Black women are worried that they aren't worthy of being sexually assaulted. Remember, everyone, that if you sexually harass a black woman, you're a misogynist. But if you don't sexually harass a black woman, then you're a racist. Sure, it's illogical, but we're talking about women here, aren't we? Regardless of their race. Number 19, I'm sure this is going to be the next trend in female sexual harassment towards men. This one rented her spare bedroom out at the age of 40 to a 19-year-old Swede, and he mended her broken heart. It seems to be perfectly fine for old women to prey on young men. If the genders were reversed, he'd be called a creepy pedophile trading rent for sex. Hopefully Caesar is nothing more than a cheap place to stay as well as target practice. Moving on, according to research, 80% of black mothers are breadwinners for their households. The use of the word breadwinner is entertaining. That's an interesting way to say single mother and welfare recipient. Only 31% of black women are married, so odds are it's mostly the unmarried ones who are actually the main breadwinners. Are black fathers deadbeat dads, or are black women so insufferable that they just can't deal with them? Talk amongst yourselves. Number 21, here's a taste of the healthcare system in Canada. This woman's terrible experience was that she spent 6 days in a stretcher in Corner Brook Hospital, waiting to see a doctor while experiencing extreme stomach pain. But hey, at least healthcare is free in Canada, so long as you survive before seeing that doctor. To be fair though, this is in an isolated town in Western Newfoundland. There's hardly anybody there. This is why the majority of Canadians live in big cities and why our real estate is so expensive. We don't really have many mid-sized cities like the United States does. Up next, scientists are saying that they can recreate living dinosaurs in the next 5 years. Yes, it's a bad idea though. But they won't be actual dinosaurs. We'll just make an interpretation using DNA from existing species. The farthest back we can go with regards to bringing back lost species is 2.4 million years ago. What I'm looking forward to is when we bring back all the other hominid species because we have their DNA. Hopefully it won't turn into Planet of the Apes real life edition. We have sequenced the DNA from the Neanderthal as well. Number 23, according to the Epstein files, Trump smashed with his own daughter Ivanka. Yeah, I don't believe it, and because of that, I don't know if we can really believe anything in those files without concrete proof. Epstein even called Trump evil in the files, trying to make him look like Hunter Biden isn't going to work. People are desperate to paint him as a monster. Trump joked about having sex in common with her, and Epstein probably just took him literally. Moving on, why are so many women so materialistic these days? This one says that it's sad when the men that she likes can't afford her. Moore strikes back by saying that it's sadder when you realize that a woman you like is for sale. I think the reason they're increasingly looking for wealthy men is because they can provide most of the material wealth from their careers for themselves. And they're looking for men to take them to the next level of that wealth. It comes down to hypergamy. Number 25 in the last one, meanwhile on the opposite end of the spectrum, twice as many Gen Z men compared to boomers believe their wives should obey their husbands. And I bet most of those men are also poorer than the women they want to date. This does not bode well for the fertility rates. I think a lot of guys have drunk the Tradco Kool-Aid and believe that women should go back to traditionalism. It's not going to happen. We have to move forward, and we can't move backwards. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.